brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Monday, October 3rd, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I did an impassioned hour-long special transmission yesterday at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central from the road, testing out our new mobile InfoWars Command Center. And I will be going on the road this weekend. Now that we've tested it out and it's ready, I'm going to be going to Dallas, speaking at the True Enemy Compound outside the gates of the private run-for-profit dictatorship command base, the private Federal Reserve in Dallas. Then I'll be at the Federal Reserve Command Base, Parasite Base in Houston, Texas, high noon on Saturday and 10 a.m. in San Antonio on Sunday. And I want everybody to be there because we've had time to analyze this Occupy Wall Street group. And there are a lot of great people that have come out realizing that Wall Street is corrupt. Wall Street set up the CIA. That is the dominant groups in Wall Street. And that they have overthrown this nation. And they have used crony capitalism to transfer our wealth to themselves. The problem is the globalists are masters at gauging when there's already going to be a rebellion and triggering it themselves. And now it's confirmed. MoveOn, Adbusters, all admitted Democratic Party operatives, George Soros, who gave $5 million to them, they are running this whole thing. You can see the speeches and the occupying events all over the U.S. They're there calling for higher taxes, the re-election of Barack Obama, and getting the rich, anybody making over $125,000 a year. And, of course, Warren Buffett, who got literally hundreds of billions for his companies in taxpayer bailout money, he's up there saying, I'm rich. I don't pay taxes. That's wrong. And you've got Bill Gates' dad in the One Percenter movie, you know, where the rich kid speaks out against the rich and says, we need socialism. We need to take all the middle class's money. They're the rich people and put it into a loving world government. That'll show the rich people. And, oh, HBO puts it on. The globalists on top have always used pressure from below. You know, you thought George Bush would save you as conservatives. He nailed you to the wall. You thought Obama would give you that free car and that free house when he was financed by Wall Street and by the King banks. And now you've got the very same banks launching the Occupy Wall Street movement so they then could have the Washington Post, the New York Times, all of them give it endless coverage, whereas 4 years of In the Fed demonstrations get almost zero media coverage because we're actually protesting the real power structure. The Fed is saying capitalism's bad through all their surrogates. The free market's bad. Anybody making $125,000 a year or more, they're evil. Roseanne Barr is out there saying if the rich don't give up their money, cut their heads off. Michael Moore, last week, Luke Radowski ran into him. Kurt Nemo wrote the article, headlined. Michael Moore hearts the Federal Reserve. We're going to go out to break here in a moment, but here is that brief clip. The full video is up at InfoWars.com of Luke Radowski talking to Michael Moore.
Michael, what do you think about ending the Federal Reserve banking system, the private banking system?
I think there's a larger issue to deal with.
End the Fed, it's a private bank.
End capitalism, that's the problem. Capitalism. Capitalism has to go.
3 hours later, Ron Paul rally. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to come back and play that clip again and then get to Roseanne Barr. But here's a guy worth hundreds of mil. Here's a guy bankrolled by Hollywood. Here's a guy, Hollywood, getting billions a year, it's now been confirmed, in government product placement, propaganda placements, what I call it. They now call it behavior placement. And here he is just saying capitalism, period. Our entire system. I mean, we know communism and socialism is a nightmare. And that's what this is really all about. And the socialists and the communists, most of them don't even know they're working for the mega bankers who want a monopoly. We're going to come back, break it all down. We got a bunch of guests coming up today as well.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the third day of October 2011. We knew that the establishment would pose as rebels during a key juncture and sell communism and socialism as the only political answer to the crony anti-free market system we currently have today. A few months ago, when I stormed the Capitol with demonstrators against the TSA trying to kill the bill that would reinforce the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizure, a gentleman walked up to me who was part of our demonstration. We don't really get permits and then just stand outside events speaking on government-provided loudspeakers. We storm the government buildings, and we go in and demand that our servants act in an accountable way. And the police tend to grovel and back down and do their job and not violate the First Amendment because they don't want to arrest us and give us any attention. And I'm going to be breaking that down coming up a little bit later. How we've been exposing the corrupt elements of Wall Street at the top that are anti-free market, that are monopoly men, for 4 years, and the mainstream corporate whore media will not cover it. But these George Soros Democratic Party run events, and they're run. That's now admitted. it's getting total coverage because they're calling for higher taxes. They're calling for an end to capitalism. That means an end to you owning your own business while the offshore megabanks rule the country. The ultra-rich are for communism at the grassroots, which is really just slavery, and then they're exempt, just like China. It's the apple of the globalist, crony capitalist eye. But this guy came up and he said, Alex, don't call it crony capitalism. Call it crony monopolyism. And he was absolutely right. That's what it is. It's just old-fashioned mafia criminality like Chicago. You don't have a restaurant. You don't have a bar. You don't have a theater. Not just only if you pay them off. A lot of times you pay them off for a few years, and finally the local corrupt system just opens up their own club next to you or forces you to sell to them at gunpoint. And I've talked to big famous club owners, not just Aaron Russo, but others from Chicago. The cops walk right in and say, start paying me 20% right now or you're dead. I will have my men kill you on the street. We will shoot you in the back of the head when you're in the parking lot. You understand? And then after you've been doing that for a while, they just say, you know what? I'm going to put my guy in here managing and all the money's ours. You complain, your whole family's dead. That's who runs America. That's who runs America. The ATF on record has been caught shipping 2,000 guns in one shipment alone to the Sinaloa drug cartel. And separately, in other federal court cases, the feds have admitted that Sinaloa for 5 years, now almost five and a half, has been authorized to ship in unlimited pure cocaine, even through U.S. border stations and the internal checkpoints. They're told, wave the trucks through. You know what happened to me yesterday? I took the RV we got so I can drive around the country outside of the TSA and spark brush fires in the minds of men and women against tyranny. I decided to test drive it down with my family and Richard Reeves, who's actually testing it out because it's 11 years old. We got a used one, got a great deal on it too, but we've been having to do some repairs on it. Richard Reeves drove it down to the coast with us. And driving down, you just drive through cameras and on the ground and all these lights at night. But driving back up 70 miles into the U.S., we never left the United States. We never got within 6, 7, 8 miles of the border down there in South Padre. Driving back, I ran into the big checkpoint. And they directed us into the lane where everybody gets searched. And we've got the video. I'm going to air it tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Just handed it to Rob Dew. Shot it yesterday afternoon. About 5 o'clock, going to the checkpoint, traffic backed up, hundreds of cars, and they directed us in for the search, and they had the drug dogs going in each car, and I was up there in the front of the RV with the big bus front, and this Border Patrol runs over and says, turn your camera off! And I said, no, it's the First Amendment, you're surveilling us. And he tried to bow up, and I just said, do whatever you're going to do. You're going to see the video tonight. And he said, fine, it's just a request. Another one runs over and says, you know, you mind if I search? And I said, no. He goes, great, I will. And I'm, that's a trick question. I meant, no, you can't search. And I said, listen to me. I know the government ships the drugs in, and you're only here to bust cowboys. And I said, you're not going to violate my Fourth Amendment. And he said, okay, are you U.S. citizens? That's their little cover. They've got these 100 miles in some areas of the country. We were 70-plus miles in. We were driving about 70 miles an hour. We were about 7, 8 miles, we're looking at the map right now, from the Mexico border. We never went into Mexico. And we're way up the highway. There's all these side roads you could take. They're just there to search everybody. And their claim is we're looking for illegals. They let the illegals go. Homeland Security is on record hiring illegals that they bust in fake raids and giving them green cards. It's just all completely fake. It's all for theater. And they were there running police dogs into every single vehicle. And I just said, look, I've had enough of it. You know what? I know that the government brings the drugs in. And the guy smiled. And he said, well, I still am going to search it. And he came around, opened the door. And I said, well, go ahead and violate my Fourth Amendment. But you're doing this against my Fourth Amendment. And he said, he backed off. And also, again, continued to explain, this government, you know, ships in the drugs. And they can't deny it. I said, you're only here to bust cowboys. Well, I'm not one of them. I don't use your boss's products. And Ron Paul's right. These checkpoints are for the American people. They're not there to stop the illegal aliens. You know, Richard and I were talking about it. It'd be one thing if you had this pure libertarian idea where all the borders were open and every other country had to reciprocate. Mexico has completely draconian laws, internal checkpoints. You're caught, they're illegal, 6 months to a year hard labor. Beat up, suck the money out of you, but that's okay. But America's wide open to people driving down the wages and not forcing Mexico to have a true revolution. The big banks have been down there for decades financing communism as the answer to the crony fascist, the few families that run Mexico. When have you ever turned loose the true free market of the Mexican people and ever? I mean, Mexico is one giant Chicago. Mexico is one giant Chicago. And if you're not part of one of the big mega corporations or you're not part of one of the big families, you don't do business. You're a Federal Reserve Fortune 100 in Chicago, the cops will lick your boots up one side and down the other. But you're some mom-and-pop startup, you are going to be shook down. That's how America works. Now, I digress. That's coming up on InfoWars Nightly News this evening. And I didn't like having to get in those guys' face with my small children with me. But my wife, I'm saying, you know, I kind of feel good and bad I did that. She goes, no, we can't live in a fascist country. And she got in their face, too. That's coming up tonight. We're not drug dealers. We don't work with the U.S. government that runs the giant child kidnapping rings worldwide, like Don Corr and Halliburton do with impunity. We're the American people. We want freedom. We know what you are. We see you. We understand who you are. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. The magnitude of the news and information I have now for you, the import of it is so gargantuan, so colossal, so awe-inspiring in its importance that I want to really just have a moment of silence here to get everybody's attention. Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? I'm going to ask you again. Do I have your attention? I told you the Arab Spring was going to be staged, and I told you it was being staged, and the usual suspects, the foundation-funded left and others, attacked us and said that we were liars. Now, it's all confirmed. State Department, U.S. government, NATO, they're staging it in Egypt, in Syria, in Libya. Friend, foe, globalist dictator, doesn't matter. They're destabilizing the region. Ahead of a big Middle East war, if the bankers need it to make everybody rally around the flags in the West and give up our rights to banker austerity during a big war that leads right to the steps of China and right to the steps of Russia. While the very same bankers are investing in both those countries, they're planning on playing humanity off against each other. I told you Obama was financed by Wall Street and was going to continue everything Bush did. I was the big evil right winger. Remember, now Democrats have apologized to me en masse. So I want to talk to conservatives. I want to talk to liberals. I want to talk to people that are on the mainline plantation that go to a buffet that has two choices and don't demand more, who live in a narrow paradigm. How do you think the private Federal Reserve is going to take this country over? Same way they've done in Europe. They control the opposition. When the left's in, they control the right. When the right's in, they control the left. The only opposition that's ever branded by media, mainstream dominant media, that's not as dominant as it used to be, that's why they're moving fast right now, because they know they're losing control, is always gives attention to socialist and communist, and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates' dad and Bill Gates and Al Gore saying we need an Arab Spring a month ago, lecturing us all day about how the rich that make most of the money worldwide, you know, pay almost no taxes. The very same rich people, the Bill Gateses, the Warren Buffetts, they all lobbied for the exemptions on the taxes. Somebody making $125,000 a year is paying over 40% in federal tax after they've gotten rid of the write-offs. They claim it's 35. So I'm going to explain. We're going to get Watson on at 30 after on Skype. I'm going to explain this, what's really happening with Occupy Wall Street. This is the big bankers steering the debate and occupying ahead of time demonstrations against the banksters they knew were coming.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Okay, Paul Watson's going to be with us for this short segment, a little bit in the next, and then I'm going to reset and try to really take the hundreds of different data points and proof I have of this and present it. But it's very simple. The mega banks make most of their money in big government bailouts and through their control, the issuance of currency and credit. They go out and, especially with the socialist-trained college students that are also financed by the big banks and indebted to them, they go out and tell them, rich people are the problem. We need to have a 60% tax rate in this country. And then you'll get lots of free goodies. And, of course, they never get the free goodies. We've watched this being done in third world country after third world country, and now in first world countries. Now in Europe, they don't even say it's for socialism. They say, we're cutting all your benefits, and all the money's going to pay for derivatives that the banks created. And Cameron, the British Prime Minister, is in the news today. That's coming up, saying, I don't care if 85% or more of the British people want a referendum to get us out of the euro. We're staying in it. The headline is, because I think we need to be in it. This is what we're talking about, a global financial dictatorship, a bank of the world that you pay carbon taxes to. And they've got Al Gore, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Herman Cain, all of them. I mentioned Glenn Beck, all of them, promoting a VAT and sales tax right now, both of them, to, quote, pay our debts, get out of debt. The $14 trillion's nothing. $27-plus trillion's been given to offshore banks. But the public is so ignorant they don't understand this. Conservatives are ignorant, but when you get down to your, quote, average liberal, these aren't liberals at all. And they're running around saying, in fact, let's just play the Michael Moore before we go to him. They're running around, this is Luke Radowski last week talking to Michael Moore, and he says, the problem isn't the Federal Reserve. The problem is capitalism. We need to go after capitalism. Just this general, the tens of thousands of companies traded on the stock exchange, they're all evil. Anybody who's into free market, they're bad. This is what Warren Buffett and all of them put out. People that get banker bailout money, they want more tax money. It's called austerity in Europe, in Greece, here. Paid to them. It's so elementary. It's so elementary. Let's play the club.
Michael, what do you think about ending the Federal Reserve banking system, the private banking system?
I think there's a larger issue. There's a larger issue to deal with.
End the Fed, it's a private bank.
End capitalism, that's the problem. Capitalism. Capitalism has to go.
Capitalism has to go. Okay, folks, have you seen Soviet Russia? Have you seen Chinese China, communist Chinese China? Have you seen what the communists have done to the Chinese people? I mean, where it's a handful of generals and a few million inner party members that rule everybody, kill political dissidents and take their organs. Do you have any idea what collectivism's like? I mean, you have no freedom. And now, notice now we're going into collectivism. The big banks are funding the carbon taxes. They're funding the fake environmental groups. They're funding the takeover and federalization of your local school, the federalization of your police, teaching you collectivism, because if they can't get you in debt, they're just not going to let you have a business. They're going to raise the taxes so high to where only they can operate and they're exempt. This is bondage. And I'm going to go to Paul right now, but I want you to listen to me. This country, the bankers are trying to put us into communism. Not just socialism. We're already pretty much socialist. Already more than half of the general public's money is paid in taxes, and half the public pays no federal taxes. We've already got 50 million people on food stamps. Our journey to slavery is already there. They're now shutting the economy off, post-industrial world, and taking a giant horde of welfare people and folks with government jobs who don't know why their paycheck doesn't buy them what it used to. They don't know about the Federal Reserve devaluing the dollar. They don't know about geopolitical movements. They don't know what austerity is. They don't know what banker dictatorship is. All they know is the mainstream media is telling them, vote for higher taxes, the rich people are exempt. Well, yeah, because the rich people wrote the rules, and they became rich by running government-controlled monopolies. And also have, we're going to break and come back to Watson. I also get these emails constantly saying, poor Alex doesn't understand that communism, socialism, and fascism are different things. Really? You mean in the last 110 years you've been taught this false political paradigm? I happen to have read Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. I happen to have read Men in Power as a Political Retrospective by German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. I happen to have read hundreds and hundreds of publications and books written by them. And they openly, when they're communicating with each other, explain. They're into command and control, tyranny. I'm into liberty. That's the real polar opposite, not liberal and conservative. They always seek to create socialism and communism at the grassroots to get you dependent. Socialism leading into communism, while they are exempt and offshore, and transfer your wealth to them. They're exempt. They're tax-free. Tax-free foundations. The ultra-rich always finance the communists. You are banker-run. Wall Street created.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Paul Watson is our guest. If you were on the Drudge Report yesterday afternoon, you saw the big, huge headline. Occupy Wall Street protesters call for re-election of Obama. And George Soros, all the different organizations, Move On, that he's given $5 million to. The Democratic Party affiliated Adbusters, who are openly anti-free market, they all admittedly started this Occupy Wall Street. Now, you notice there's been 4 years of In the Fed demonstrations, and we get zero or close to zero media coverage. It doesn't matter if we have 1,000 people at some of these rallies in front of the Federal Reserve. The Army in plain clothes gets called out on us. That's been leaked. Because we're actually protesting the inner group that controls the issuance of currency and credit, that created the derivatives, that overthrows nations all over the world, that's sucking the euro and the people of Europe into a admitted dictatorship, and Bloomberg and CNBC are saying it's good to have a financial dictatorship. Ireland, their central bank head, said it's good to be, quote, ruled by foreign banks. And they've got Michael Moore at the Wall Street event. They've got Roseanne Barr, I've got her clip coming up, saying if the rich don't pay more taxes and give up their money, they're going to have their heads chopped off. Now, they don't mean the real ultra-rich like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that are out there publicly funding all these groups. Or Warren Buffett, who's gotten hundreds of billions for his Berkshire Hathaway subsidiaries, Bank of America, he owns a big part of, along with Wells Fargo. No, they openly want austerity, that is, tax increases, to, quote, pay off the derivatives debts that Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. I mean, I could play the clips. We've written articles about it. I could play the clips over and over again of Glenn Beck on with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly saying, I think we need a national sales tax. And Glenn Beck's like, I agree with you, but I think we need both VAT and sales. They got Herman Cain, former head of the Federal Reserve at Kansas City, running around saying the Federal Reserve is your friend. And Ron Paul's a nut. Six megabanks have taken the country over. They've taken over our military. They run up our bills. They're bankrupting us. And they publicly fund a bunch. And I've watched the speeches from L.A. to New York to Boston. At least the speeches the news is putting on, they're like, we want higher taxes and Obama to be elected. Well, sure enough, there. Paul Watson joins us. Obama machine prepares to hijack Occupy Wall Street. Yeah, well, you don't really hijack something you kicked off. They know when there's about to be a rebellion. They know when folks are waking up. The Federal Reserve comes out last week and says they're surveilling all their opposition. They're watching all their opposition. They're tracking all their opposition. That's the real enemy, not capitalism, not the free market. It's big mega banks that are exempt from taxes and issue the currency and credit, that write the federal regulations and have their people in every power position who've stolen $27 trillion in bailout money. And we've got all these college students who can't get jobs, can't pay off their college. Globalism, NAFTA, GATT has destroyed them, that both parties push through to move everything to China. And we're going to a Chinese model where it's socialism and communism mixed together at the bottom, where we're all dependent on the state and they've got bureaucrats over us, and then the elites sit back and are above the law. Where General Electric can operate its power plants, but nobody else can. Where if you're a donor to the inner party, you can keep your GM dealership, but if you aren't, you can't. Or you can get tens of billions of dollars in green energy credits and never even build a thing. And openly dance around and say it's a post-industrial America. Ha, ha, ha. If you're not part of the club, you're not operating a business. This is mafia government. And they've got a bunch of well-meaning, surly college kids who make me want to throw up with their ignorance. But so do the mainline Republicans running around telling me how Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck are going to save them. You know, Paul's written a lot of articles on this. I've played the clips. I could play you probably an hour straight of Glenn Beck and others promoting sales taxes and VAT to pay off what this country owes. We don't owe this stinking money. We're an engine of success. Our supposed debt the bankers have manipulated us into is $14 trillion. We gave the stinking bankers 16.6 secret and another 11 or so that they want that's public. 27 trillion. We haven't gotten numbers in 2 years. And these idiots are in the street saying, get the rich people. The ultra mega world rulers literally have your tax money paid to them, you idiot. They hold the whole world hostage. They've screwed everything over. They're working with collectivists in China and everywhere else. And you're sitting there saying, put more cyanide in the water. All right, I'm going to go to Paul Watson, who's broken this down. But I'll tell you this. They're bringing a mixture of communist, socialist system to America, backed up with a police state grid. Conservatives will give up their rights in the name of fighting terror. Liberals will give it up in the name of socialism. And that's what the CFR head wrote years ago. Paul, you ought to republish that stuff where Richard N. Haas talks about it. They got it all figured out. And right when they know we're waking up to Wall Street and the incredible inequity, they say, Wall Street says, okay, raise taxes on us. They have all these rich guys go, I'm exempt from taxes. That's not right. Well, you know what? I'm not exempt from taxes. You make $125,000 a year. When you talk about all the different write-offs they've gotten rid of, it's 45%, Bubba Jack, that I pay. That's not counting all the other taxes trying to run this operation. And anybody who's had a business knows that, except the globalists who are exempt. Now, I'm going to go to Paul Watson now to break this down. Paul, I took 2 weeks to analyze this, to watch it. I knew Soros was involved, but I still knew in the Fed was trying to get in there. We were trying to point out the real problem. I've confirmed now that anybody talking about liberty or wearing an Obama Joker shirt is told, hit the door, hit the bricks, buddy, hit the street. They're now chopped rich people's heads off. In capitalism, there is no doubt this is banker-financed French Revolution. This is not 1776. This is the opposite, my friend. And we, and that's why I'm making the big announcement, and folks, if you want to beat the communists that are banker-run, you better go to every Federal Reserve station this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And don't wait for orders from headquarters. They're in the Fed up in Dallas. Great people. Just be there 6 o'clock Friday. In the Fed, Houston. Be there in Houston, high noon, Saturday. 10 a.m. Sunday at the Federal Reserve in San Antonio. Or have it whenever you want. Just be there. I'll promote it. Email us the events. We need nationwide to call the media, local media. Make them cover it. Talk radio. This is who's doing it. This is who's cheating us. This is who teams up with the government. This is the problem. Paul Watson, I'm telling you, it really hit me. This is it. But when it really happens, you're dumbfounded for a moment. This is the bankers trying to trigger, like judo, and use all the anger we're throwing at them and turn it around and bring in total collectivism to fully wipe out their competition and fully get us dependent. I mean, they're making their big move, worldwide revolution. The mainstream whore media is calling this American Revolution. They're dubbing it, saying it's great. That's your big telltale sign why demonizing in the Fed and sicking secret police on us. I mean, it's on, Watson. It's on.
Well, Alex, the big dirty secret behind this Occupy Wall Street event, which is not to say that there are a lot of well-meaning people involved in it, but once again, they've been conned, is the fact that the Occupy Wall Street tax proposal, the one that they're all out in the street advocating, is backed by Wall Street itself. You can go on the Occupy Wall Street official website, what they're calling the official website, and one of their demands is for the Obama administration through Congress to, quote, pass the Buffett rule on fair taxation so the rich pay their fair share. And that demand is posted on their own website. The only problem with that is the Buffett tax rule is the one that the Obama administration itself bought and paid for by Wall Street, 2008 Obama campaign, Goldman Sachs over $1 million donation, J.P. Morgan over $800,000. Again, in 2012, Obama's campaign is even more reliant on Wall Street funding. Of course, his entire cabinet is made up largely of people who made their living, made their reputation on the back of Wall Street. The Obama administration completely Wall Street-owned. And what do we read out of Bloomberg News just a couple of days ago? Quote, no differences exist between the Obama administration and billionaire investor Warren Buffett on the principles of a White House tax proposal that bears his name, Jay Carney, President Barack Obama's spokesman, told Bloomberg just a couple of days ago. So we've got this so-called fair tax proposal being promoted by Warren Buffett and the Obama administration, which is completely bought and paid for by Wall Street. So why is it also being advocated by so-called anti-Wall Street protesters?
Well, that's the incredible brazenness of the chutzpah, or just the bravado, the hubris, where the mega banks, the same ones that have hijacked the U.S., are openly in Europe saying democracy's wrong in Germany. We're going to get rid of even more of the pension funds that the Germans have been forced to pay into. We're going to slash the social safety net, which they paid into socialism. They took their money, and it's got to all go to the bankers to, quote, prop up the too big to fail. You've got to pull up the BBC. Remember 6 months ago, Paul, where it was a headline, head of Irish Central Bank says it's good Ireland now run by foreign banks. And they went overnight from being the fastest growing, best positioned, lowest debt to, just, oh, you signed on to the euro. You're bankrupt now. You just signed on to our derivatives. I mean, Iceland is the only country to effectively beat it. So far, and the fight's still on, I saw in the news today, the Icelanders figured it out and said, this debt isn't ours, and forced an audit and found out that 92% wasn't their debt. And they said, go ahead and sue us, British Crown. Go ahead and sue us, Bank of England. Go ahead and sue us, EU. Your bankers owe this money. We're going to arrest the banker heads, the finance minister, and the finance minister left the country. It's same thing, 90%+ of the Irish, the money's not owed by them or the government. 90%+ here, 90%+. It's the same actuary. And it's so naked that they're on. I mean, when you see ABC News, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Warren Buffett on every channel every week saying it's not right that I don't pay any taxes. We need to pass my rule that raises it on people making $125,000 a year. And then these hippies send me emails going, if you think middle class is $125,000, you're crazy. We do need to take their money. You idiots. You could take all the domestic rich people's money in the U.S. It would amount to $2 trillion. It wouldn't run the country for one stinking year. And then all the wealth's gone. The people that come to your hotels, that go to your restaurants, that go to your golf courses, that get their nails done. I mean, you don't understand the globalists do. They want a post-industrial, post-consumerist world. Is the consumer thing wrong? Has it gone too far? Yeah, but that's not freedom. That's just people getting decadent on the cheap credit of the beginning of the Ponzi scheme 12 years ago when they sucked us into it, and the globalists using Madison Avenue to get us to sell out for baubles. But then it isn't like communism is some new wonderful thing. We need to get back to self-sufficiency, local sustainability, true free market, true decision-making. And you notice, under Obama, raiding the Amish, raiding people selling tomatoes, raiding people with gardens, it's on. Agenda 21, global corporate domination, shutting down farms and ranches. I mean, Paul, the magnitude, and I'm an idiot. You know, 2 weeks ago, I knew Soros was involved. I went and looked it up. I watched the groups leading it with their Democrat mindless chants, the vapid eyes, like, it's time to take the money from the rich, behead them, the one percenters. I knew in the Fed was there trying to vie, and hey, it's the Federal Reserve, it's not capitalism that's bad. But you watch CNN, MSNBC, Paul, it's all capitalism did this, capitalism did this, capitalism. No, we got away from capitalism more and more in 1913. We have a mega private central bank running things. It's in control. It's robbing and looting everything openly. I mean, the Federal Reserve, 6 months ago, came out and said, the CFR came out and recommended a VAT and a sales tax and a carbon tax to pay our debt to them. And then they got a gaggle of idiots in the streets, and then they sent me emails lecturing me how I work for Wall Street. I don't own one stinking stock. I don't have any Wall Street sponsors. I'm 100% sponsored by my listeners. I'm against tyranny. I'm against unfair monopoly groups, mafia. Is running our world, and you stupid so-called liberals make me want to throw up your insane ignorance, and you moron mainline Republicans, you make me want to vomit on you as well. When all of your chief whores, all of them, every stinking one of them, is pushing new taxes to pay off what we owe. And I'm sorry, Paul, but you've got all the links in your articles where the whole thing is Warren Buffett, Bill Gates's dad is in this 1% movie, a film by Jamie Johnson, where the rich kid comes out against the corruption of the elite, and he blames free market for it. No, most of these families made their money in sweetheart deals with government contracts with my tax money. This isn't some defector from the ultra-rich. This is a top-level ultra-rich person doing what granddaddy did, learning how to con the general public into going into the rat's nest, thinking they're getting out of it. Go ahead, Paul.
Here's a quote, Alex, from the Wall Street Journal. Quote, roughly 90% of the tax filers who would pay more under Mr. Obama's plan, this is the plan being advocated by Occupy Wall Street and Warren Buffett, aren't millionaires, and 99.99% aren't billionaires. So again, it's the middle class. It's not Warren Buffett or Wall Street corporations that are going to be hurt most by this Occupy Wall Street solution that they're calling for. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway still owes taxes from 10 years ago. You know, he's the ultimate Wall Street insider, third richest man on the planet. Buffett and most of the top corporations pay virtually no income tax, not because of some law that hasn't passed that's going to decimate the middle class, but because they park their wealth in offshore tax havens. That's why they get to avoid the income tax. So all this crap about 1% is absolute nonsense. This is going to decimate the middle class. And that's
his own Wells Fargo caught laundering $376 billion in narcotics money in 2 years alone. They paid a $111 million fine on it. That was something like 0.3%. It's like you rob a bank, you pay a $3,000 fine. It is completely asinine. And, Paul, we are going up against the Federal Reserve. We're actually going up against a group who came out last week and said they're surveilling the American people. We're actually going up against a group that is completely ruthless and actually hijacked this nation and killed Kennedy when he tried to stop them. If people want to go after the real corporate fascists, the monopoly men, this is it, Paul. This is it. And we're going straight into the belly of the beast, and it's time to have an Occupy the Federal Reserve. What do you think of that?
Well, we're not just cynically dismissing all the Occupy Wall Street people and saying, oh, let's just do nothing. We're offering a real alternative solution that actually targets the focus of the problem. I mean, we had people back in August with the London riots saying we were bad for not supporting a group of thugs, you know, stealing trainers from J.D. Sports.
And that's meant to make protesters look bad. Stay there, absolutely. The global bankers are hijacking a movement against the bankers to their normal suspects, a bunch of well-meaning commies.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, I want to be clear here. If you want to put a Tobin tax on the big mega brokerage firms and the Federal Reserve, I'd all be for it to pay off the debt. Of course, you just be paying the money right back to them. It's fraudulent. You got to write it off. And I want to be clear. There are a lot of good people in this Occupy Wall Street movement. But the Move On, George Soros, they all admit they're trying to hijack it. Because they know they've got to lead the opposition. George Soros gets banker bailout money. He brags about having a great crisis. Europe is going under serious austerity. I'm not one of these fake right-wingers that supports the banksters saying cut everybody's pensions and things that you've paid into to pay the bankers. See, the mainline Republicans are saying that with austerity. They get one half. And the Democrats call in and say raise taxes on the middle class. And in between them, what is it, Jack Sprat could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean. So between the two of them, they lick the platter clean. That's how this dialectic works. Take Roseanne Barr. I've read about her. I know she's involved in a lot of good causes. Not a bad person. I was planning to play a clip of her. I know Max Kaiser had her on. And I understand what she's saying. Either the rich start paying some more taxes or they get their heads chopped off. But are you talking about the guy that makes $1 million a year and has 300 employees down the road at the cement factory or whatever that he started when he was 25 years old with one truck? I happen to know a guy like that. And literally worked his fingers to the bone, doesn't even have fingerprints because the lime ate him off. Talking about that guy with hundreds of employees? Or are you talking about Warren Buffett, who got banker bailout money? By the way, there are demonstrations against Bank of America, against the corrupt mortgages. Now, that's, I support that. So I need to be clear. There's a lot of good stuff happening here. And when Bank of America takes people's houses that are paid for, they don't even have a deed to. Like in Florida, they do deserve to go to prison. But I don't want to start talking about cutting heads off. But I understand where Roseanne Barr is going with this. But the elite want to cut the middle class's head off instead of actually, they're going to throw the system to the wolves because they want to get rid of what's left of the free market. Paul, you've got the floor in the last few minutes of this, the next 5 minutes, and we're going to get a report from Rob Jacobson there on the streets in New York. I flew him up there. And with another reporter here out of our office. And then we also have Darren McBreen's going to be down there covering the Occupy Austin at the city council. That'll all be staged with their people down there this Thursday. And we've also got other reporters. And I'm going to Dallas and Houston and San Antonio. But you finish up in the next few minutes. You've got so many quotes, so much proof. And I'm just so tired of seeing well-meaning people getting conned by this, Paul.
Well, I mean, the words that John Lennon sung when he said in the song Revolution, you know, you say you want a revolution, but then you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao. Well, if you listen to some of the interviews, and we're not saying this is all the people, but it's definitely a significant portion. You go watch the Kokesh interview that was posted in the article yesterday, and you look at some of the signs these people are carrying, the red flags, the communist motifs, then alarm bells start ringing. Because they talk about using the state to violently enforce their belief system, which, if you read the Occupy Wall Street website, is the Obama agenda. That's why in these interviews they want to re-elect Obama, who is the ultimate Wall Street puppet. They openly advocate his tax agenda, as we've just talked about. And then you look at who is actually coming in to steer the protests, and it's MoveOn.org, which is a Democratic Party front, massive backer of Obama. Bankrolled his 2008 campaign, fully behind him in 2012. And, of course, that campaign was funded by J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. His entire cabinet is full of Wall Street operatives, Lauren Summers, Caldera, Michael Froman. So why is a group that helped get Wall Street insiders to power now announcing its involvement in anti-Wall Street protesters? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever unless these protests are being manipulated.
Stay there. We're going to come back with more intel from Paul Watson. It's simple. They implode America, pose as the saviors, and then fully destroy America.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.